You are listening to the Rewards Canada Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to episode 91 of the Rewards Canada Podcast. In this episode, I'm taking it back to the roots of the Rewards Canada Podcast. So if you've been a faithful listener right from the start, or have gone back to listen to the early episodes, you'll know that when we launched it in 2016, we would cover a little bit of everything in an episode. Loyalty program and credit card news, bonuses, and other topics that were of note for the past few weeks or so. And that's what we used to cover in a lot of the episodes. And so I'm taking it back with this one. We're going to do that again, and I hope to do more episodes like this, but intertwined with more of the in-depth coverage episodes that the podcast has followed over the past couple of years. I'm going to try to give all of it to our listeners. You'll basically get the best of both worlds. With that said, let's get on with this episode of deals, movers and shakers, and some tips for you. As always, you'll find links to all of the offers and articles on our podcast page at rewardscanada.ca/podcast and in our YouTube video description. We'll start off with the latest, most notable deals that are available to Canadians in the world of loyalty and credit cards and even travel. These are typically bonus miles or points offers, but they may also include travel deals and such. For this episode, where we return to our roots, it's a trio of bonus offers. The first bonus we'll look at that we're going to start off with is the RBC Avion Visa Infinite Card and the other RBC Avion cards that have their new best ever welcome bonus offer out. Right now, you can earn up to 55,000 points when you apply for this card and are approved for it. You'll get 35,000 points on approval, like right away, like even before you typically receive the card in the mail, you'll have 35,000 points posted to your account. That's like the easiest bonus to earn out there. But what they've done is sweetened that offer that they've had for a while, this 35,000 points, with another 20,000 when you spend 5,000 over 6 months. So overall, this is a very easy bonus to achieve. I mean, $5,000 over 6 months isn't difficult, especially for the target market for this card, where you do have to have a bit of a higher income requirement. And so spending a little under $1,000 a month should be no problem to earn you those 20,000 points. I know if you've been a fan of Rewards Canada, been part of our community for a couple years, you know that they come down hard on RBC for their Avion Award chart and the huge amount of day-to-day spend required to actually be rewarded with it. But I'm ignoring that in this case, since the big bonus on its own with that $5,000 in spending gives you 60,000 points, which provides a lot of great redemption options without having to spend even more on the card. This really is a case of getting a card strictly for the welcome bonus. Once you're done with that $5,000 of spending, you'll have enough points for a variety of redemption options via the Avion Air Travel Redemption Schedule, aka the reward chart. Flights within North America, short haul flights, you name it, lots of different options. You can also redeem those 60,000 points to any travel booked via RBC Rewards and simply take $600 off the price, because 60,000 points is worth $600 when you do that. Method of redemption. You can also choose to convert them to British Airways Executive Club and have more than enough Avios for 2 round trip economy class tickets from Toronto to Dublin. That's an example we use a lot. Of course, if you hold out for the bonus that they offer, usually once, sometimes twice per year, when you convert RBC Rewards points to British Airways Executive Club, you'll get even more Avios for those 60,000 points. Those 60,000 are also worth 600 WestJet dollars. And sometimes there's a 10% bonus on converting those as well. So that's a pretty decent WestJet bonus as well. And there are even enough points for a round trip ticket to Hong Kong on Cathay Pacific out of Vancouver if you convert them to Asia miles. So you have lots of options here. And this is really, like I said, an offer you check out or want to get strictly for that sign up bonus. It's in place till September 16th, but it doesn't hurt to get the card sooner just in case the offer is pulled early. It's rare, but it's happened before. And the last time, if I recall correctly, it was RBC who pulled one of their offers off of one of their cards sooner than advertised. So that's just something to be aware of. But yeah, so that's the first bonus we're looking at, is this best ever bonus on the RBC Avion cards. Namely, the primary one is the RBC Avion Visa Infinite Card. 55,000 bonus points with only $5,000 spend over the course of 6 months. Really good bonus. The next bonus we'll look at is one for stimulating demand on a new route. And in fact, it's one of the only flight bonuses available right now out of Canada. There's a few out there, but nothing major. So this one kind of gets the highlight. And that bonus is for Air France, KLM's Flying Blue program. And it's a pretty simple one. They're offering triple miles if you fly on the new Air France flight out of Quebec City to Paris. But then any Air France or KLM connecting flight that you take out of Paris will also earn the triple miles. So you can earn miles Quebec City to Paris, Quebec City to Rome, as long as you're connecting through Paris, and so on and so forth. You can earn three times Flying Blue miles. To take advantage of this offer, you simply need to book your flight by June 24th for travel until August 24th of 2022. No registration is required. Just make sure your Flying Blue number is on your reservation. But I believe it's also only available for bookings after May 24th. So if you happen to book this flight before May 24th, you won't be able to receive that bonus. The third and final bonus we'll look at in this episode is Best Western's Summer 2022 promotion. They are offering a free award night when you stay just two nights at any of their hotels in Canada, the US, and the Caribbean. Those two nights can be part of one stay or multiple stays, doesn't really matter. As soon as you complete two nights, you get this free night award. But we do have to say, while the free night award may seem like a good offer and very easy to get, you'll want to note that they have somewhat even more restrictive terms around their award night this time. Typically, they have some restrictions, but this time it's even more restrictive. And this has always been the case with BW. Their award nights expire. Like, they only last for roughly about 6 months. And in this case, for this promotion, once you get the award night added to your account, you have to use it by February 16th, 2023. What's made it even more restrictive this time, however, is that the free night can only be used on Sunday to Thursday nights. You cannot use them on Friday, Saturday nights. So that weekend staycation option that people have used in the past when they get these free night awards, because they do expire, so people kind of scramble to use them up. And a lot of times it ends up being in your hometown where you live, and you just want to end up using it. So you go on a Friday, Saturday night, you know, take the kids to a Best Western that has a water slide and something like that. So that weekend staycation option is for the family is out of the window. You can't do that this time, since you can only use it for Sunday to Thursday nights. Not saying you can't use a staycation on the Sunday to Thursday, but if the kids are in school, you have to go to work, it makes it a little more difficult. Best Western is well known, or should I say, even so they use the word notorious, for these offers that generally give them a lot of breakage and doesn't end up costing them as much or too much revenue because a lot of these things go unused. It's even happened to myself in the past with those $20 gift cards that they give out as bonuses, and that, you know, you have to use them within 3 to 6 months depending on the Best Western promotion. And sadly, this is the case again with this offer. You know, this free night award looks appealing and can be, however, you can only get one, and they're only good for Sunday to Thursday nights, and you have to use them within about 6 months. So just be aware of all those restrictions to it. The good news is that once you complete those two nights, though, however, you should get an email from Best Western allowing you to register for an additional part of this promotion, and that is to earn double points on all stays during the promotional period after those first two nights. So that's actually a pretty decent deal, because those points never expire and you can keep adding them up and use them towards something else without those restrictive restrictions that they put onto the free night awards. So there is a little bit of solace in this promo. And that's the bonus offer section. And now we'll move on to movers and shakers. That is noteworthy news in the loyalty, credit card, and travel space. This episode, we have two pieces of news for you. First off, we'll start off with RBC again. They made a positive move with the RBC Rewards program for those who hold an Avion card. So if you want to get that one for 55,000 points, now's kind of the way to do it, or now's the time to get it because of this news. And what they have done is introduced one-way reward flights. So now you can redeem Avion points via their chart for one-way flights. Before, for the last, dozen or even more years, you've had to redeem for round-trip flights. So these one-way flights work just like the round-trip rewards that everyone has been accustomed to, except you only have to redeem half the amount of points to get a one-way flight. The maximum ticket amount for each section, so like a short-haul flight to a neighboring province or state, longer haul within North America, and then, you know, to Hawaii, the different sections that they have the reward chart, The maximum ticket amount for those tickets that you can redeem points for is also exactly half the amount of the round trip value. This new one-way award option from RBC is a great addition to the program. Whether it is for positioning flights for points miles enthusiasts getting ready to embark on a first-class journey out of another city, or maybe a student going off to college on the other end of the country who doesn't know when they'll come back home, and you know you only want to book a one-way and then 6 months later book a one-way back, or perhaps maybe you're someone looking to make a multiple-leg journey that may involve different cities, you know, so having these one-way flight options is key, and a lot of programs allow these. Aeroplan does, Air Miles does, the other credit card proprietary programs that just let you redeem points against a charge. You know, you can go out and buy a one-way ticket with Air Canada and then redeem points against it. So this makes the RBC Avion chart a little more competitive a better comparison towards the other programs by having these options. And this is especially fitting with this new welcome bonus because you're going to have 60,000 points after spending that $5,000. You can net yourself quite a few one-way flights. After that, however, I will have to come down hard on RBC. I always have for the last couple years. As even though these one-way flights are half the points, it still will take a hefty amount of spending on any of the Avion cards to be able to even reach these one-way rewards. So once you've used up your points from the welcome bonus and you start doing, and if you're going to keep this card as your main card and start doing your spending, you know, it's going to take you quite a while. I mean, to put this in perspective, let's compare it to American Express's Cobalt card. With RBC, you have to spend, say, $14,000 to $17,500 to have enough points for a one-way long-haul flight in North America. Whereas with the Cobalt card, they don't give you one-way options, but you can achieve that round-trip flight, the same one, for as little as $8,000 in spending. So basically half the amount of spending will get you a round-trip flight versus a one-way flight. So you know, I'll just leave it at that. You know, you can do the math, figure it out. The next piece of news is a little bit older now, but I wanted to give my opinion on it. About a month or so ago, Bloomberg came out with the news that Star Alliance is going to come out with a credit card that will earn points that can be redeemed for flights on all 26 of their airlines. The card is set to launch later in 2022 in a yet-to-be-specified country or countries. And personally, I find it highly unlikely it will be offered here in Canada right away or even in the future, as our market is already oversaturated with cards. And not to mention, you have Star Alliance founding member Air Canada and their Aeroplan program already running here, and they have numerous cards. And why, you know, would they allow the Alliance to come in and cannibalize the market with a card that will compete directly for the same seats? And why do that when you can already redeem Aeroplan points for flights on these airlines? Plus, history shows cards that aren't for a set Canadian program have had a tough go here. We've had credit cards for American Airlines, Delta Airlines, IHG Hotels, Choice Hotels, all have come and gone. Even our own homegrown programs that Canadians know well enough have a hard time. More Rewards tried a credit card and it didn't make it. Even CAA, the Canadian Automobile Association, with their huge membership base, can't keep a credit card going. They've switched providers numerous times now, and technically there isn't a card for that program now either. Then you have the other foreign programs in Canada that do have cards here, and they are barely making it by. Well, at least from our knowledge of RBC's two cards, Cathay Pacific and British Airways. Those cards, last we heard, they only had card holders in the four figures. And that's the low four for the Cathay Pacific card. Now, those numbers have probably gone up slightly with the latest welcome offers being increased, like the best offers on those cards as well. But I don't see those numbers growing significantly. And that is why I don't think we'll see a Star Alliance card come to Canada. I feel like the card will be released in a big market like the US, although you already have multiple airline cards from the Star Alliance there, from United, Air Canada, Lufthansa. So even there, it may not happen. So I think it's going to be even more likely in markets where Star Alliance doesn't have a home airline. The UK is one country that stands out. The UK blog Head for Points made a really strong case to have the card being offered there, since Star Alliance has a lot of flights there, but there isn't a UK-based Star Alliance airline ever since BMI went under many, many moons ago. And I believe they no longer have a Lufthansa Miles & More card there either. They used to have one, but I believe it's gone. can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the case. So, you know, you have the UK where there's a lot of Star Alliance flights, but not a Star Alliance based airline nor credit card for it. So it would make sense in a country like that. And I feel the same could be said for France, Australia, and several other countries. I guess only time will tell as to where the card will be released, however. Now, on to the final part of this episode, and that is tips and tricks. For this episode, my tip is going to go back to a card we mentioned earlier in this episode against the RBC Avion card, and that's the American Express Cobalt card. And that is to check out our Cobalt card confirm multiplier locations. This is an invaluable resource that you, the Rewards Canada community, has helped build. It lists merchants from across the world where our readers and listeners have confirmed earning 5x points, 2x points, or 1x points on their Cobalt cards. It's a good reference for all types of merchants, from small town Saskatchewan, Iqaluit, Yellowknife, all the way to the big cities of Toronto and Vancouver. There's also a healthy listing of US locations, as well as locations from Europe, Asia, the Middle East, and more. If you want to know if a retailer takes the card and what multiple you can earn at them, be sure to check it out. And speaking of small town Saskatchewan, one additional tip I can give you, which we have covered previously when discussing Cobalt multipliers, is getting gas at grocery store gas stations. For example, the small Saskatchewan town I was at just recently saw me earn 5x points at the Co-op gas station when I bought gas there, despite it being a block or two away from the actual Co-op grocery store. It simply falls under the same merchant account as the grocery store, so you earn the 5x points instead of 2x points. I know this also works at some Safeway gas stations and even some convenience store gas stations, namely if you don't use pay at the pump and you pay in the store at the convenience stores. That seems to work more. And finally, I want to say to a lot of the naysayers or people who comment about Amex isn't accepted in so many places, maybe you guys aren't trying hard enough. Yeah, there are places that won't take it. Acceptance is lower than Visa or MasterCard. But in that small Saskatchewan town of about 1,300 people, I was able to use my Cobalt card for groceries, gas, and all of the restaurants we ate at. So it was actually a 5x points earning bonanza. So maybe you just need to try a little harder and you'll reap the rewards of a card like the Cobalt card. And that is your tip for this episode of the Rewards Canada podcast. Well, that's all she wrote. Thank you for tuning in to the Rewards Canada podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode and be sure to help spread the word so that we can keep bringing you the best loyalty rewards content in Canada. Share the podcast, hit the like button, leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform, and so on. Have yourselves a great day, and I'll talk to you next time. The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina Zone, TWKOP.